Did you, when you saw Springsteen sort of really take off and become a big star, what were you thinking?
I was in awe of him and totally, I loved it. I really did. I mean, I remember drinking at Stone Pony with him in 1975 when Born to Run came out. I was telling him how great that song was, you know, the 45. And he was so so happy that I was happy for him or whatever. I don't know the right word I'm looking for, but...
Like proud?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I was like, that is the greatest song. You know, when that first came out, I loved the wall sound he tried to get on that. And, you know, but it was just a couple of guys that other bands I was with, we used to go down to Pony, and we were just having a beer at the Pony, talking, and no big deal, you know, and just all happy for him. We were really happy for him.
You guys didn't feel jealous or anything?
Not at all, no, because... Actually, when it came down to it, I was the first keyboard player he called and wanted to know if I wanted to record with him. And I turned him down at the time. Like I said, I had a job with my father as a Teamster. I was getting married, and I said, you know, I don't think I'll have time for that right now. It's funny now, you know, but I got to believe what's meant to be is meant to be.